Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
In Derry this week, one student who was awarded her degree from the Open University stood out from the rest. Her name is Mariette McFarland, and she won't mind me telling you that she is 90 years old. Well, Mariette's story has gone around the world, and rightly so, because it's such a fine achievement. Mariette McFarland, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So lovely to speak to you. First of all, what degree did you receive, Mariette?
It was a BA Honours in English Literature from the Open University. And it's taken me a long time, 70 years, to get it. So what was one thing and another? So it has been a long time.
It's just so wonderful. When I saw your story, it's so inspirational. I mean, you did start a college course, I think, when you were much younger, but you dropped out. Was that to get married, Mariette?
Yes, it absolutely was. And whatever age I was, 19, 20. And in those days, nobody sort of said too much about it, really. I mean, they didn't seem to think that I should keep at it and finish. Nobody suggested that. And indeed, I mean, if that happened to any of my children now, or anybody belonging to me, I would not allow it to happen. You know, it's just, and I'm afraid to say I never had a career either, because I just got married and had four children, and we ran a farm in Donegal, and life was very busy.
Very busy. Tell me, who did you marry, Mariette?
I married John McFarland. He was a little bit old, quite a bit old, well, in those days, quite a bit older than me, I suppose. And I didn't really know him very well. And then my father died very young, and I was at Trinity at the time. And I came home to just keep my mother company. And I went to McGee just for a term. And he was at home running a business. And so we kind of met up, and that was that.
And it worked out very well. As you said, you had four children together. You ran a farm together. I think John died a few years ago, and that was one, obviously, huge loss and change in your life, Mariette. But then an accident meant you couldn't drive anymore. And was that when you decided to go back to college?
After Johnny died, I had more time, because I'd been looking after him. He hadn't been at all well. And I wanted to do something, I thought. And I'd always, you know, having started at Trinity, I had sort of keen on literature and that sort of thing. And I wanted to do some sort of course. And then one of my grandchildren twigged I was trying to look something up like that. And she got on to a friend of her father's who was a teacher. And he got him to write me a reference, which got me into Coleraine University. So I started there. And I was only really there for a term, because then I had the car accident. And I couldn't drive, and I had been going up two or three times a week, so I couldn't do that anymore. So then I decided, I can drive now, all right, but then I fractured the vertebrae in my back. So then I decided on the Open University. I decided I would try that, and that's how I had a year at Coleraine, so it's taken 3 years, so 4 years.
It's a wonderful achievement, Mariette. I mean, is it hard to go back, say, to academia in your 80s? And what was the hardest part of getting your degree?
Well, I think that to begin with, I hadn't studied for so long. At Coleraine, it was quite hard. And then I sort of gathered myself a bit. And somehow, with the Open University, you can do it in your own time. It doesn't seem to matter too much how long it takes. I did two modules in 1 year, which was quite hard. But then in the last year, it suddenly dawned on me that actually I might get a BA out of this. And I had a lovely tutor who encouraged me, and is called Garrett Fagan. He was my tutor twice. First at the beginning when I hadn't a clue and didn't know what I was meant to be doing, and then in the last year when I sort of knew a bit better. all happened.
I mean, I think it would be inspirational for a lot of people listening into our show this morning, Mariette. I mean, would you recommend it to other people who might feel maybe that perhaps they missed out in university the first time around, or maybe they just want to go back and do a degree?
Oh, I would absolutely recommend it. If you have the interest, I mean, if you have the interest in whatever subject you want to do, I mean, you can do most things well at the Open U, or even probably better if you could find classes near to where you live, because then you have contact with other people, which would be preferable, really. But, if you come to it later on, you get more out of it, I think. I mean, I read books which I never would have ever read, and studied subjects which, or literature subjects which I never would have done otherwise.
Great. So what do your children, Mariette, make of it all? And your grandchildren? All right, they must be all so proud of you.
Well, they've been wonderful. They've been such a help. I mean, my daughter-in-law taught me to type, basically. I could hardly type. And she's been brilliant. And then my grandchildren, they've been lovely. I mean, they think it's quite funny. I mean, you can imagine a granny sort of doing a degree. But they've been so good. And they copy out notes for me and type things out of how to access the library and the Open University Library and all sorts of basic things, which, you know, any idiot would know, but I... They help me, but they do still. I mean, I do think they think it's funny.
Do you think you'll take on further studies now?
Well, I'm sort of toying with creative writing, because learning is a bit addictive, really. And I've signed on for this course in creative writing, but I'm not doing very well. I've only done it for 2 weeks, so I don't think I'm very creative.
You've only started.
Well, yes, I just started this beginning of October.
Well, finally, do you realise you've become a role model now for many people, Mariette?
Well, I'm very surprised. I don't know. I don't look at myself as a role model whatsoever. And I mean, any idiot can be 90. So but I think just the fact that both things have coincided. No, I mean, I just think if you have the interest, and want to do it, just do it. Go for it.
Well, that is great advice. Mariette McFarland, huge congratulations on receiving your degree from the Open University. You're an amazing woman at any age, never mind that you're 90. Thank you so much for speaking to me this morning, and best of luck with your creative writing course.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was lovely to talk to you.